As teachers are preparing to march to the Capitol later today, at the Capitol, lawmakers and the governor are trying to figure out what a pay raise plan might look like. Howie Fisher of Capitol Media Services joins us now for a look at what the discussions are like at 1700 West Washington. Good morning, Howie.
Good morning. Everybody wants a raise for teachers. The question is how much and who pays for it?
Well, so that exactly is the question. Now, Governor Ducey has in his mind what that plan should look like. In fact, just this morning, he put out a statement urging parents to contact lawmakers to get them to support his 20 by 2020 plan. What kind of support does that have at the Capitol?
Well, the general concept has support. I think that most lawmakers think that teachers deserve a raise. They also believe that education has taken a big hit during the Great Recession. The question becomes, how do you pay for that? The governor believes that an increasing and improving state economy will generate enough new revenues and fewer people who need social services that we can come up with the approximately $670 million by the time this is fully implemented in the 2020-21 school year. On top of that, of course, he's got another $371 million he wants to restore to district additional assistance. Well, $1 billion is a pretty big chunk with a $10.1 billion budget. And a lot of lawmakers aren't convinced that the dollars will be coming in that fast. And they're not sure that they want to sign on to this.
And importantly, we should point out that both Democrats and Republicans have concerns about that economic forecast, right?
Oh, exactly. I mean, you know, anytime you put three economists in a room, you get six opinions on what the economy will look like. Now, there's no question the state's economy is improving, and it's doing better than the national average. But there are other indicators. You know, the unemployment rate has remained flat for now for several months. It's still higher than the national average. Wages have gone up, but a lot of that has been because of the fact that voters approved a hike in the minimum wage from $8.05 an hour, which it was, to currently $10.50. So the question becomes, you know, you can read the tea leaves, you can, you know, butcher a chicken and study its bones and decide, you know, what's going to happen in the future. But do you want to build a budget based on that?
Now, Howie, you had a chance to speak with Governor Ducey yesterday. Let's hear a little bit of what the governor told you.
The first step for us is to make certain that we pass this budget with the pay raises in them, that they can see the commitment to a 20% increase by 2020, the $100 million in additional assistance, so there's flexibility for support staff, and to put that out there so they can understand that that's there, know that it's been delivered on, and then I think it's time to move forward.
Howie, do you get the sense that the governor is willing to negotiate, make tweaks, changes to his plan, or is that what he would like to see, exactly how he proposed it?
Pretty much when I talked with him yesterday, he said, that's it. This is as good as it gets, and it may not even be this good. I mean, House Speaker J.D. Mesnard told me, well, we're not even sure if we can get to the what's really 19%, you know, versus 20%. We're not even sure we can get there. And so you've got them tugging at both sides. You know, the governor insists there's nothing else to be had out there, that his plan to restore, quote-unquote, district additional assistance, you know, things for computers and books and even school buses will help fill in some of the other gaps. You know, for example, the support staff, the custodians, the counselors are not included in the pay hike. Questions about the fact that you've got decade-old textbooks, questions about the fact that you've got plumbing that doesn't work. And he said, well, that will get us closer to where we are. And, you know, truth be told, the problem isn't necessarily of his making. You know, this is something he inherited, you know, after the recession and the cuts that were made. And I think in his mind, he's doing the best that he can. But, you know, there are teachers and there are education professionals out there who say, look, we've shorted the children for so long. The average aid for students is $3,000 less in this state than it is in the national average. And while money doesn't indicate quality, you can't have quality without a certain amount of money.
Well, so Howie, let's talk about some of the alternative plans that are floating around out there. Prescott Republican Representative Noel Campbell would like voters to approve a temporary 1 cent sales tax, which we are all familiar with in this state. There has been talk from Democrats about expanding the base of the sales tax to tax services that have not previously been taxed. There's been sort of loose rumors about a broader initiative to put to voters in the fall that would increase a tax or raise revenue in some way. Do any of those seem like realistic possibilities at this point?
Well, everybody's got a theory, including one out there, that somehow this legislature is going to legalize marijuana and tax it, and that's how we're going to pay for teacher raises. I have a feeling that those people are smoking something, and there just is not a sentiment out there. There aren't the necessary votes in any majority to come up with a specific plan. I mean, the simplest thing is to impose a 1 cent sales tax, whether temporarily to get to the 2020 ballot or permanently. It raises a little over $1 billion a year. But there are a lot of questions on that. First of all, if you're only going to tax goods as opposed to services, it makes it more volatile. And number two is that these sales taxes tend to be more regressive. People at the lower end of the scale tend to spend more of their money on sales taxes than people at the higher end. So that's part of the reason the Democrats don't like it. Of course, they've got a plan to roll back some of the 30% cuts in corporate income taxes that were enacted during the recession that took our income tax collections from 600 some million to 200 some million. That's a non-starter at the legislature. There are other plans to say, well, let's just do a personal income tax surcharge on high income wage earners. Also probably a non-starter at the Capitol. So I think anything that occurs is going to probably have to go to the ballot. And it's going to take a while to get it there.
Howie, before we let you go quickly, some of the teachers and the leaders of the Red for Ed movement who are leading this walkout have said that they would really like a chance to sit down and talk to the governor and members of the legislature. Any idea out there that may be in the offing, that could happen?
Well, you know, this has been one of those funny issues. The governor is insisting that he's spoken to members of the Red for Ed movement. Which is true. He's spoken to some teachers who have been invited up, and some of them are part of Arizona Educators United, and some are members of the Arizona Education Association. But he steadfastly refuses to speak to Noah Carvalis, who is one of the leaders of the Arizona Educators United, or to Joe Thomas, who's the president of the AEA. And so that raises the question of who are you negotiating with? I mean, I think governor's negotiating with the legislature over his plan, but until you're willing to sit and talk with the folks who actually represent the teachers and not just the folks you've invited up, I think it's going to be real hard to actually get a long-term resolution.
All right. That's Howie Fisher of Capital Media Services. Howie, thanks as always.
Glad to be here.